Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, the Cap Radio news and digital teams have been on high alert over the last 13 hours and counting since the polls have closed, gathering and carefully organizing and analyzing the results of the midterm election. So we're going to bring in Kristen Lamb, Cap Radio Sacramento government reporter, and Chris Hagan, Cap Radio's managing editor of digital content. Hey, y'all.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Kristen, I want to start with you. There's a lot of really important local races in Sacramento that you're watching, many that have not been called. I mean, this is going to take days and in some cases, maybe even a couple weeks or so. So what are you watching? What stands out to you this morning?
Yeah, so for Measure A, the Sacramento County transportation tax is trailing in the early results. Meanwhile, the city of Sacramento, Measures L and O, have more yes than no votes so far. Measure O would ban encampments on public property once certain conditions are met. And Measure L would create a youth services fund for the city of Sacramento.
The face of the Sacramento City Council has a really significant potential to change, you know, having more women than ever, people of color, you know, and these races have yet to be called as well. But what's the latest on these races? There's three that you're currently watching.
Two of the city council races are pretty close in the early results. In District 3, Karina Talamantes is leading. That's in the South Natomas area. In District 5 in Oak Park, Katie Maple has more votes so far. And I'll be looking for result updates in the days and weeks to come. But the District 1 seat in North Natomas could be decided sooner. Lisa Kaplan is in the lead right now.
Yeah, Chris, you and the digital team have been very busy tracking election results. And that is something that, you know, obviously listeners and people can go to throughout the day and in the days and weeks to come. What's standing out to you about this morning?
I mean, I think there's a couple of different things. I think some things that Kristen has talked about, too, that there's a lot of, you know, close local races. For me, like one of the local races that's stood out is one that isn't especially close at the moment, which is Measure L, the Sacramento Youth Funding Measure, which would, you know, require the city to spend kind of the equivalent of 40% of the cannabis business tax revenue on youth programs. As a parent in the region, this is one I heard a lot about from, you know, parents around me. And so that has 60% of the vote currently. And so that's one I'm going to keep tracking. Again, very early results, so we're going to keep watching it, but that's what I'm looking at right now.
When does your team get results? How do they come in? And, you know, and are they released in big batches or in waves? Because when we head over to the website, you have national, state, as well as local races as well.
Yeah, and so we're getting results from a couple of different places. The big one we work with is the Associated Press, which provides results to a lot of different news services, NPR included, and also is the organization that calls a lot of the races. When you hear a race called, normally that's from the Associated Press. And then for Sacramento County results, we're getting that directly from the Sacramento County Board of Elections. And really, wherever you're getting election results from, whether it's the AP or someone else, they're talking to a local election result center somewhere and putting it all together. And in California, vote by mail has really changed the way all of that works. And so Chris Nichols at Cap Radio has done a lot of really good reporting on this. And, you know, last night around 8 o'clock, we got our first wave of results, which is really those like vote by mail ballots that came in early. Around 9 or 10 o'clock, you get kind of a second wave, which is, you know, a lot of those in-person votes of people who are turning things in on election day. And then from here and through when the results are certified December 8th, counties are releasing results at different times as they get things processed in Sacramento County. That's going to be Fridays and Tuesdays mm-hmm. going forward. But, you know, every county does things their own way. And like people talk about a lot, there isn't an individual election in California or in the United States. It's a series of small elections happening all over the place. And so things kind of happen at different speeds in different places.
Yeah, given that it's easier to vote than ever, it's easier to register than ever. We have more people who are registered to vote in the state than ever before. How does that change the job that you do at Cap Radio for the digital team in terms of gathering results? Because not too long ago, we would get races, a lot more races called perhaps election night or the morning of, and that's just not the case now.
Well, it's interesting. The gathering is the same, but what we get back is very different. And so that changes the way we have to talk about it. And so that's a big thing for us, especially in how we put results on our website. We include a link to, you know, some reporting that Chris Nichols has done on when to expect results. When we put out results on social media, we definitely want to talk about, well, these are very preliminary. These have not been decided. These could change over time, and kind of setting expectations for people. So, you know, because that is very different, you know, where 20 years ago, you may know on election night, a lot of the final race calls and things like that, where that can happen in some cases now, but is not the majority and can take a very long time in some cases.
Kristen, I mean, you get out there and you actually talk to voters. What stands out to you about people who showed up to vote, the issues that really mattered to them for this midterm for Sacramento County races?
Yeah, I mean, for Sacramento County, I think Measure O is definitely one of the most contentious ones. People have very strong feelings for or against, and there's still a lot of uncertainty about how it'll actually be implemented if it passes.
Yeah, and this comes as Sacramento County's homelessness population has just, it's a record number, and it continues to grow, and that's a theme just across the state. And so I think that's why, and it's also a measure, even though it's a city measure, it's local, it's being watched across the state, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us. I know you have a lot more work in the hours and days and weeks ahead. Kristen Lamb is Cap Radio's Sacramento government reporter, and Chris Hagen is Cap Radio's managing editor of digital products. Thanks for joining us.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
And that is it for Insight today. Up next, we do have a KQED and California Newsroom statewide special with the latest election results from around California, plus analysis from Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon, KQED's senior politics and government editor Scott Schaefer, and KVPR's Josh Yeager. We'll be putting the state results into a national context and bringing Californians into the conversation about where we go next. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.